Over 160 leaders, groups demand CFR immediately cancel event with Butcher Iranian President Raisi. By Joshua Klein on September 18, 2023. A group of over 160 distinguished international human rights and legal experts, Nobel Prize laureates, and various organizations are demanding the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, immediately cancel a planned meeting with Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, dubbed the Butcher of Tehran for his role in the torture and murder of tens of thousands of political prisoners. In a collective letter addressed to CFR President Michael Froman on Thursday, the esteemed human rights advocates referred to an invitation extended by the independent think tank for Raisi to attend an event at its offices despite his sinister role in the 1988 massacre of political prisoners. According to human rights groups, on Ayatollah Khomeini's orders, as many as 30,000 political prisoners were executed in the 1988 massacre for refusing to renounce their beliefs. At the time, Raisi was deputy prosecutor of Tehran and sat on the Tehran Death Commission that sent thousands of steadfast political prisoners to their death. According to Amnesty International, across the country, the victims were primarily supporters of the PMOI opposition group. In 2019, as judiciary chief, Raisi presided over a brutal crackdown on anti-government protesters who dared to cry out for democracy and freedom. As president, he oversaw the murder of at least 750 protesters and the arrest of some 30,000 others during the September 2022 nationwide uprising led by brave young women. Those protesters have made clear that they reject any form of dictatorship, be it the monarchy or theocratic rule. Authorities in Iran are now executing those defiant protesters. The letter also cited Amnesty International's public call for Raisi to be investigated for his involvement in past and ongoing crimes against humanity, including by states that exercise universal jurisdiction, as well as the demand for an international investigation into his role in the 1988 massacre by the UN Special Rapporteur on Iran. Expressing appreciation for the CFR serving as a forum for promoting international dialogue, the group insisted there can be no justification for inviting a perpetrator of crimes against humanity to speak at your panel. By lending your platform to Raisi, who should be prosecuted for crimes under international law, you will only fuel the culture of impunity that exists in Iran, they added. The letter ends with a final plea for the prominent Washington, D.C. think tank to call off the event. As international human rights and legal experts and organizations, and as individuals of conscience, we implore the CFR to immediately cancel its event with Raisi, it reads. Signatories of the letter include former U.S. ambassadors, multiple Nobel laureates, and several major human rights organizations. Over the weekend, the event became public due to journalist Roy Hakakian's public declining of the invitation, calling Raisi's opportunity to speak there a political baptism for a man who has been implicated in countless crimes, including, most recently, of crimes against humanity by a Swedish court. The CFR's decision to host Raisi while in New York City for the United Nations Annual General Assembly gathering was confirmed by the Washington Free Beacon on Tuesday. Since, many have expressed outrage over the invitation. Former State Secretary Mike Pompeo slammed the event, arguing that hosting Raisi, the Butcher of Tehran, who was responsible for the murder of thousands of Iranian innocents, is immoral and indecent. Not only has he, personally, terrorized his own citizens, he will, from New York City, espouse his continuing efforts to destroy Israel and kill Americans including former government officials, he told the Free Beacon. Wide open debate on American foreign policy is necessary, but providing a platform for an unrepentant, anti-Semitic terrorist murderer does not further that goal, he added. Raisi is designated pursuant to EO 13876. It is straightforwardly illegal for Americans to provide him with funds, goods, or services. I don't mean it's a sanctions violation. It is illegal. It is breaking a law, wrote Omri Jaron, National Security Advisor to Senator Ted Cruz, RTX. There's a UN exception. That's not this, he added. Raisi has left for New York. He should be met with handcuffs, not a CFR invitation, wrote Jason Brodsky, policy director for U.S. advocacy group United Against Nuclear Iran. The Secret Service will once again be protecting a man whose regime is trying to assassinate Americans, he added. The @CFR_org inviting mass murderer and president of the Islamic Republic Raisi to speak is an absolute disgrace. As is the U.S. allowing this barbarian to enter in the first place, wrote journalist Emily Schrader. Raisi should be tried for crimes against humanity, not welcomed in the UN, she added. The matter comes on the heels of the Biden administration reportedly approving a widely condemned deal with Iran to pay the Islamic regime $6 billion in exchange for 5 detained Iranian-American citizens. Despite assurances the unfrozen funds will be used solely for humanitarian purchases, Raisi stated that the money belongs to the Islamic Republic of Iran. And naturally, we will decide, the Islamic Republic of Iran will decide to spend it wherever we need it. On Tuesday, thousands are expected to rally against Raisi's visit to the United States. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.